Belfast. And Peter O'Neill is indeed the founder. He's the festival director. He's been on this programme before. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
All good with you, Peter, I presume?
Absolutely. A lovely day to launch a festival now. So yeah, we're looking forward. We've got 82 events now, from 14th to 20th of March. So we're going to be a busy team now for the next few days.
Yeah, just remind us what you're up to. I've spoken to you about it before, but time is now with us. 14th to the 20th is more or less upon us. What's happening?
Well, this is the second year now of this unique festival, and really the aim is to try to promote discussion and debate on those big issues really of our times that sometimes don't really find a place, you know, in our sort of political discourse. So we have all sorts of events, you know, as well as sort of workshops and debates. We also have comedy, we have a lot of theatre groups, we have 10 drama pieces, so it's a real mixture of events. And they're taking place in 25 venues right across the city.
Yeah, where are the main venues for it?
Well, everywhere really, from the Black Box to, you know, our big theatres like the Mac. But also, you know, we're in Girdwood Community Hub. We're in lots of community centres like Ballinafie Community Development Association. All sorts of, you know, venues, cafes. Really places where we think, you know, people will want to congregate and have these conversations, you know, about sometimes quite difficult issues such as abortion and the human right to health, issues to do with victims and dealing with the past. So, you know, some pretty serious issues, but our approach really is to have a conversation rather than a full-blown, if you like, political debate that we're used to, you know, in this part of the world.
But sometimes does it get a bit feisty?
Well, we have our moments, but again, as I say, it's more a sort of a workshop-based approach. You know, we don't pretend to be experts. All our speakers are engaged really in trying to promote, you know, a group discussion. Some people have noticed that in our program, we don't have any politicians or people perhaps in the public eye. And so, you know, we've nothing against politicians, obviously, but what we're trying to do is really give a space for this week for new voices, for people who perhaps don't normally get involved in political debates. So we want to hear these fresh, new perspectives.
Yeah, there's so many different topics, like our schools failing our kids, the suffragettes 100 years on. Needless to say, Brexit's going to be one of the topics. The rising, the commemorations, a political reflection on 100 years on. And the people who are, I suppose, inputting to it, you say they're not necessarily in the public domain, but there are some very relevant names, including the journalist Owen Jones. Ruth Dudley Edwards is going to be making a contribution as well. Do you buy tickets for this, or are some of these events free on the door?
67 of our 82 events are free. So for the vast majority, people can just, you know, roll up, you know, to the event. We do ask people to check our website, imaginebelfast.com. As a number of events are actually sold out. You know, you mentioned Owen Jones there in the Black Box on Thursday. He's sold out, unfortunately. But, you know, there are tickets still available for the vast majority of our events. And we have this program on St. Patrick's Day. We call it the Alternative St. Paddy's Day. We're largely based in the Black Box. We have a whole range of discussions and debates, really interrogating what Patrick means in this modern day and age. And trying to look at issues of national identity, issues like slavery and trafficking, you know, which St. Patrick, you know, would have experienced. So that could be an interest, as well as that we have some comedy in the evening. So again, you know, although we have some serious discussions, we're also going to have quite a lot of fun during this festival. So we have a number of theatre productions that are premiering for the first time. And we have Gordon Aldrum's funeral taking place in Riddle's Warehouse in Atom Street, which is an unusual venue.
Many and varied are the attractions, including Neil Duggan maintaining that St. Patrick was a prod, apparently. Who funds all this?
Well, we don't receive any funding, if you like, from typical, you know, festival sources, you know, such as the Arts Council or Belfast City Council. It's funded entirely from our partner organisations. We're a cheap and cheerful outfit. You know, we don't have any staff. We don't have any big administration costs. So to say it's very much we're reliant really on all our speakers and our performers who kindly donate their time free really and are engaged in this sort of citizens participation projects, you know, to offer their services free for this festival.
That's a cool way of approaching things. Peter, it's always a pleasure speaking to you, and it's on from the 14th to the 20th. Give us your website address.
It's imaginebelfast.com.
Top drawer. Top drawer. Peter, thank you very much indeed. ImagineBelfast.com. It is zany, it is different, it is challenging in many ways, and it is an alternative this St. Patrick's Week. Good morning to you. This is U105.